Coming to you live from the studios of Bumma Bipra Media via the National Indigenous Radio Service is the Kayaf Hour.
Don't force a handsaw when you're cutting wood, you know. Originally, my parents are from Murray Island.
I'd like to thank my elders.
Getting my way prepared for Kayaf this year.
Bringing you daily yarns with daily artists from the Cape and the Torres Straits. The Kayaf Hour.
Welcome to Kayaf Hour. You are listening to Bumma Bipra Media 98.7 FM, and I am here today yarning with Jeff Gillies from Coral Expeditions. We're actually in their office today, and we're going to have a yarn about their sponsorship of Kayaf. So, Jeff, to begin with, can you tell me a little bit about you, who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do here at Coral Expeditions?
Thank you for that. So, as I said, Jeff Gillies, I'm the commercial director here with Coral Expeditions. So, Coral Expeditions is a long-standing Cairns-based small ship expedition company. This is our 35th year of operation.
Oh, wow.
Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef has always been home, and then over the years we've sort of grown, and we do the Kimberley coastline, sort of Cape York, Arnhem Land. We go south each season during the summer months to Tasmania. So we really explore with small numbers on a liverboard vessel the coastlines of Australia, and by the very nature of that, sort of get under the skin of the culture, the history, sort of what's going on in nature, and the people of the remote areas of Australia.
When you say a small number, how many?
So typically we've got four vessels in our fleet. Two of those basically carry under 50 guests. Then we have a vessel that's 70 guests. And one that takes up to 120 guests. So slowly, we've slowly added to the fleet over the years. And but that 120 person vessel is as large as we will go.
I think I prefer that. I mean, I've heard about the. Everybody's different, but the big cruise ships with thousands of people on them, and you think, oh, that's why I go for holidays to get a bit of relaxation. But beautiful. So 70 to 120.
Yeah. Okay. And expedition cruising is, I guess it's kind of a hidden secret out there amongst the, the travel options. People, do see large cruise vessels. But this is all about taking small groups, and it's a very educational experience. So, we'll send those guests out, and along with them go expedition leaders who, might come from a sort of a marine biology background or a geology background, or they're very well versed in ancient cultures and history. Wow. So you're going ashore, but you've got experts there with you, and they're sort of they're describing what's going on around you, and they also give lectures throughout the cruise.
And I don't work for you. do you get international? What sort of guests are on your boats?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the types of guests who we get on the vessels. Largely Australian, so about 85% of our business is Australian.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Generally in that sort of retirement age, so they've got the time and the means to really go and do some immersive travel experiences.
Treat themselves.
Yeah. And then we do have some guests from, the USA, UK, and then sort of Germanic Europe. So the
beautiful.
The people who love to travel on long haul holidays.
And so you're a sponsor of Kayaf. Can you tell us about your sponsorship with us this year? And it's not your first year either. You've been involved with Kayaf for quite a while. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so the company, Coral Expeditions, has sort of formally been involved as a major sponsor for the last 3 years. And each year we've been involved specifically with the curators and collectors program. Helping the organisers to bring in collectors of art from various places, and then assisting support that program, which I think has been one of the great successes from of Kayaf over the years, is the ability to you know, for international and national, you know, museums or galleries to carry collections, you know, which really sort of shares the culture and tells the story, but also creates a, you know, sort of an economic flow on through to the artists and to their communities. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, so we've we've really enjoyed that part over the last 3 years. I've watched, you know, personally been through a previous role with Tourism Queensland, was involved from the inception of the event, you know, sort
so
of 10 years ago.
You saw the very first event unfold, and what are we, the 11th year now?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So what was the first event ever like?
Look, it's actually maintained a similar, I guess, sort of spiritual feel to it. Like, it's a really, for me, it's a very connected community event with a sort of a real coming together of friends with a, you know, with a creative sort of a creative similarity. So it just always seems fun, friendly. There's a real vibrancy and colour to that. So you know, it's grown over the years, but I think they've maintained, you know, clearly to me, they've maintained that you know, that feel right the way across the and last year being the 10th, there was a lot of a lot of additional sort of bells and whistles, but you know, it's
there was a huge crowd. very sad, obviously. We can't have those crowds again, but very, very honoured to be able to you know, still partner with organisations like yours and you know, bring our people's art to the forefront. So and not just, it's not just about the art, it's their ideas, their voices, so we're sharing it in a different way, but we're very lucky, I guess, to be able to do that, and it's exciting. So this year you're going to have a different kind of sponsorship. Can you tell us a little bit about it? It's very exciting.
So it is, I guess, you know, our business, like many, got turned on its head sort of 3 months ago in March, and you know, I think we're privileged to you know, to still be involved and for that opportunity to, you know, for the fair to still go ahead this year. So you know, I think the organisers have done a great job imagining what you know, what it should and can look like this year. So so our involvement you know, is a little bit different because we don't have all of those collectors and curators coming to town, but we'll still associate ourselves with you know, with that program. I believe that you know, they will still have access to a first look at the arts, and also to purchase. We're also getting involved, some of our marketing team with sort of graphic and artistic skills have worked with CIAF to help with some you know, some kids promotional sort of competition stuff, and we're donating
stay tuned for that, by the way. You do not want to miss this.
A scoop.
hint
and we're also donating a major prize, which will be a 10-night expedition, so for a couple on our Cape York and Torres Strait Islands trip, and you know, hopefully that prize can help broaden the audience. You know, that's become a bit of a bit of a central focus of some of the marketing for the you know, and fair to get visitation.
You were telling me something before when we were yarning that when you're talking about broadening the audience, so yes, obviously this activity and partnership with you guys and sponsorship from Coral Expeditions is going to broaden the audience, but you're already doing something very exciting on all of you live on boats. Can you tell our audiences about that, the art that you've purchased that's on display?
And I'm happy to go into that. So you know, for me, when I came into this role just under 3 years ago, it was a natural fit to get back involved. And you know, the three sort of, apart from sponsoring the, you know, the collectors and curators and the obvious benefits of that, there's a couple of other main streams that we get involved in, and one, as you mentioned, is that as we so we've got four vessels. We have a new one arriving in January of this year. On board those vessels, we have, you know, through the guest rooms, through the dining room, the lecture lounge areas, the hallways, and all of the public areas, we have sort of a curated artistic collection, and that can be, you know, some prints out of the Torres Strait Islands. We've got Northern Territory and Queensland Cape York sort of art. We have some sculpture pieces. We have face masks from the Sepik River in Papua New Guinea. So as we travel around, we basically have worked for decades with communities. Mm-hmm. We take our guests into those communities, and oftentimes there's a sort of a cultural and artistic exchange program. So we kind of bring that to life on board the vessels, and each year through our involvement with collectors and curators, we either commission some pieces. We've worked with Naomi Hobson in the last year. We've previously worked with David Boson and also Brian Robinson.
A beautiful video up, by the way, if our listeners, Amoa Arts produced a video on David's work for this year.
Oh, fantastic.
You'll probably love it. Have a look. Wow, that's beautiful.
So it's great. And we've got, I think it's about 90 odd art pieces through the Coral Adventurer, and we're procuring and getting a collection ready for the launch of the Coral Geographer, which is the new ship. So as well as the art, we also we do cultural and artistic themed trips. So those names that I've mentioned before, with Naomi and David and Brian,
so
they've all actually been on board the vessel and travelled with guests.
I was wondering when you meant you worked with them. I'm like, what does that mean?
So they come on board as a what we call a guest lecturer. And throughout the trip, they share the journey with the guests. They might do some small art workshops. When we go ashore on country, they'll talk a little bit about the history and the connection that they have, or that their people have with the journey. So it's and it's been very well received from our guests. So we're looking to build into our program more and more of these opportunities for guest lecturers to travel with the ships and share their culture.
Yeah, well, I think there's definitely a very special thing about an intimate sort of setting like that, where you're sharing that information directly from the artist. It's not coming from someone who studied them, or it's direct from them, that sort of sharing, knowledge sharing.
No, exactly. Yeah. It's a very authentic social setting, so it's not, again, kind of speaker and lecture theatre.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You might be sitting side by side with them on one of our Zodiacs as you're heading into shore, or you might be sharing a drink of a night time, or having a yarn over breakfast. So it's really quite immersive, and I think both the artists and also the guests get a lot out of it.
Yeah, sounds amazing. So, this year we're going digital. We have a full digital program, which is about to, we've been dropping lots of teasers and lots of little bits of information, but the full program is about to drop very soon. I understand it's sad we can't have our big crowds. I'm sure you'll miss that, being that you've been there every year. But very exciting going digital. Some of the conversations are, it could go worldwide. What are your thoughts? What are you excited about for KIAF 2020?
Well, I think it's just that opportunity, the fact that it's going ahead, and doesn't have a break sort of imposed upon it is great.
Yeah.
But I do think it will give an opportunity, whilst you'll miss all of those local sort of coming together connections. I think it has a great opportunity to build an audience more broadly that people can tune in. People who might not necessarily sort of travel for the event, but can certainly tune in and get a sense of the event, and so I think you'll get a lot more exposure. That's where we're hoping that working through our database and sort of spreading the word through our brand can help. And then hopefully that then flows on into a greater interest for attendance sort of in future years when the time's right.
Well, tourism and the arts, could be very powerful working together, as you've worked with KIAF, and you've probably realised, hey, this, as you said, it works so well. It's a great great opportunity. So thank you very much. And thanks for coming on to Bummer Bipra Media and having a yarn with me, Jeff. I really appreciate that. Yeah, and we'll hope to partner with you again next year.
We'll be there. And thanks for the opportunity, Carly. It's great to chat.
Thank you.
Like a lone wolf dancing in the street light, howling at the moon. When I hear the beat, not a guy, but buyun, murmuram, rurakay. That's what a brother do. Spreading that mood, bro. Get me on the dance floor. We could have a dance off, do it all night. Feeling all juiced up, getting my groove on. Set it up super, we could take a flight. Alright, I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now put it on you. Cool as hell.
You could be my favorite. You make me feel the type of way. You could be my favorite. Catch my vibe and fly away.
What up, doing Nelly Shawang Wurin and Namirni? It's the image in the mirror, what you really wanna see. It's the person looking back at you, really on track. Are you really on the path to where you wanna be? Doing out of nungu, only know me. I ain't in the coma, I really don't sleep. I ain't even tripping every minute that I'm living. I'ma kill it on the rhythm, we can keep it low key. I
said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Hell.
You could be my favorite.
Listening to the KIF Hour on BBM.
Welcome back to KIF Hour. I am Carly. You are tuned into KIF Hour. That's Cairns Indigenous Art Fair's segment here on Bummer Bipra Radio 98.7 FM. I am here today chatting to Vanessa Maruna from Holding Redlich. One of Cairns Indigenous Art Fair's sponsors this year. Thank you very much for coming and having a yarn to me, Vanessa. It's lovely to be here with you today.
Nice to be here, Carly.
So I guess where I wanted to start, Vanessa, was can you tell me a little bit about you, where you're from, and what it is that you do here?
Sure. I'm a partner at Holding Redlich in the Cairns office. And I practice mostly in planning and environment and property related matters. But we have a team of 18 in the office in Cairns, and we do a variety of legal matters, mostly property and projects based in the Cairns office.
Yeah, lovely. And so you've just sort of gone over a little bit about what Holding Redlich does, but can you elaborate just for people that may not be familiar with you? How long has Holding Redlich been around? Like, what do you guys tell us a little bit more about what you do and who the organisation is?
Certainly. So Holding Redlich is a full service commercial law firm that was originally established in Melbourne in around 1975, I think it was. So We've been around for a long time. We have over 400 staff in four offices. Mm-hmm. We've got an office in Melbourne, an office in Sydney, Brisbane, and of course our Cairns office, which is our newest office. And we've been in Cairns now for approximately 3 years.
Yeah, right. Okay. So this is your first year of supporting KIAF or coming on board as a sponsor?
It's actually our second year.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, lovely. And this year you're sponsoring the Art Awards, yeah?
That's right.
So that's exciting. This is your first time sponsoring the Art Awards, though?
That's right. Yes. Okay, yes. Awesome. So last year was our first year as a sponsor, but this is the first year actually sponsoring a particular award, so that's very exciting for us.
Yeah, lovely. And, you know, what was it about KIAF or Cairns Indigenous Art Fair? What was it about KIAF that drew you to want to support it or that you felt, you know, holding Redlich aligned? What did you get drawn by?
Sure. So Holding Redlich has a long history of supporting the arts and social justice issues, and also it likes to be connected and supporting the communities within which we work.
Yeah.
So when we were looking for opportunities to sponsor some sort of organisation in Cairns, KIAF was really the obvious choice for us because it ticked all of those three boxes.
Yeah.
It ticked the arts sector, which we're very passionate about and involved heavily in other areas as well as Cairns, and also social justice and community aspects for us as well.
Yeah, lovely. And, you know, is there any sort of values with Holding Redlich that sort of really align with KIAF's themes this year? You know, we've got climate change, or you mentioned environmental there. I was just wondering, like, is there anything that, you know, really aligns value-wise there with our topics around the climate change for Holding Redlich?
Certainly climate change is obviously a big issue for everybody in Australia and around the world, and it's something that is front of mind in a lot of things that all organisations do now. So it's an aspect of work that is evolving for us. Mm-hmm. There's been some recent cases around the impact of climate change on the way people do business and also development. So we're keeping a close eye on that. And we're also involved in assisting a number of councils in Queensland with their climate hazard adaptation strategies. So we're sort of working at the forefront of that at the moment. So there are some synergies there for us with the theme this year, definitely.
Ah, lovely. Oh, that's great to hear. And have you been down to a KIAF in the tradition, like in the years, you know, traditional sort of way we would have attended KIAF and the gatherings that obviously we can't have this year, but have you managed to visit one before yourself?
Yes.
And what did you love about it? Like, what's, like, personally, aside, you know, Holding Redlich values, what do you love about KIAF?
I think the most fantastic thing about KIAF is that there's something there for everybody, from little kids and families to, you know, very influential art dealers and curators and everybody in between. And that's what makes KIAF really so special. And I think that's also what makes it such a fabulous event on the Cairns calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
And quintessentially Cairns, I think, as well, for that reason, because there is really something for everybody.
Yeah, there really is. And, you know, what one of the discussions is around us going digital is, you know, these prospects of being able to share it with people who may not have been able to make it or may not have been able to see it before. What excites you about KIAF going digital?
Well, I think exactly as you've said, Carly, yeah. The opportunity to expose CAIAF to an entirely new audience that may not have been familiar with it before, because the reach is now unlimited, really, when you think about it, having gone digital.
Yeah, yeah. And when you talk about digital, are you guys going to pop it on one of your big tallies, maybe get in the office and watch our live streams? Or how do you plan on watching CAIAF this year?
Yeah, look, certainly I think it'll be a great opportunity for us to showcase CAIAF to some of our offices down south. Last year we did have a number of people that came from Brisbane and Sydney to be here for the opening, which was very exciting and special for us. But there's an opportunity now for everybody in all of our offices to, you know, be introduced, I guess, to CAIAF, which wouldn't have been there before.
Yes, yes. I mean, if you're listening out there, any of, you know, Holding Redlich employees or, you know, valued clients, we'd love to have you on a usual year, but that is exciting. I actually hadn't thought of that myself, so... thanks. I hope they're able to tune in. And one thing I guess we could say, the live streams are going to be staying up for a period of time beyond their streaming time. So the full program's coming out soon, but that's really exciting. You know, if people are busy, you know, I'm sure in your organisation you're very busy people, and if you can't catch the live stream, you know, it's not like an event in the traditional sense where we miss it, we can watch it later. So, that's cool. I hadn't thought of that before. Well, that's probably the most of my questions that I had today. Is there anything like that you'd like to add, Vanessa? Any thoughts on this year or sentiment or anyone you want to give a shout out to that's supported CAIAF through Holding Redlich in the past?
Look, I think the only thing that I'd like to say is we are really aware that this year has been difficult for the arts. Yeah. It's been difficult for a lot of organisations due to the impacts of COVID-19, but the arts particularly, and we're really glad that we can continue to support CAIAF this year in a different but exciting form.
Yeah, and thank you very much. It's, you know, CAIAF too understands, you know, the difficulty and some people that normally would support maybe not able to, but we appreciate everyone that supported CAIAF this year, previously and ongoing. And thank you very much for making time to yarn with me, and thank you very much for your support. And you'll have to share some feedback with us when everybody watches our live streams and gets a peep at CAIAF who maybe couldn't make it in the past.
Yeah, that'd be great, Carly. Yeah. We look forward to checking those out and keeping you updated.
Awesome. Thank you, Vanessa. That is Vanessa from Holding Redlich, one of Cairns Indigenous Art Fair's sponsors of 2020.
Can I get a taxi to the Mangrove Hotel, please? TI taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, Kai Kai from Mary's Bakery, waiting for another call to come, just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
TI taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run Friday night and everybody's having fun, but he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
sit and play his guitar. Loves to play music more than driving that car. Then before he knows it, the car phone rings. Boss says,
hurry up, you come pick me up this thing. What?
G.I. taxi driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? G.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Alan's working hard on pension day. Then he hears,
hey driver, you're going that way.
We only live across the street.
But your cool taxi sure beats the heat.
You are listening to the KIF Hour on BBM 98.7 FM.
Welcome to KIF Hour, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair's program here at Bummer Bibra Media 98.7 FM. This is your host Carly, and I am here yarning today to Stacey Young and about BDO, a long-term sponsor of KIF and supporter. Not just financially, but apparently got a few fans in the organisation as well. So I'm excited to yarn to you today. So please, for our listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are and what you do here at BDO.
Thanks, Carly. My name's Stacey Young. I'm the CEO here at BDO North Queensland. A Tablelands girl originally, grew up at Lake Eacham and have lived in Cairns since I left school. Live in Cairns with my husband and young daughter, Sophie. Been with BDO for 15 years and have seen the firm evolve throughout that time. And we've been a sponsor of KIAF since 2014, and I'm very grateful to have been part of that initiation of that sponsorship with KIAF, and it definitely has been an enjoyable time every year.
So for our listeners who may not have heard of BDO, can you just tell us a little bit more about it and, you know, what it is that you do here and what it is that made BDO, you know, want to team up and support, sponsor Cairns Indigenous Art Fair?
Okay, so BDO is a locally owned audit, tax and advisory firm. Our team here, we have 9 partners and 75 staff offering services to clients through all areas of audit, business services, bookkeeping, tax, financial planning and advisory services. We're really proud to be a local firm, but also quite a large local employer for professionals here in Cairns, and we sought out the sponsorship with KIAF in 2014. Yeah. We have always been involved with many different community organisations with our sponsorships, but we had a bit of a lack of support in the arts and the cultural aspects which KIAF is so incredible at. One of our partners, Margaret Maunsell here, is a very long-term supporter of KIAF, and she came to me one day and said, I really think we should be looking into how we can be involved more with KIAF. She'd been to the KIAF opening night with some of her friends and really wanted to see how BDO could be involved, and it just ticked a lot of boxes for us. So with all of our partnerships and sponsorships, we always try to make sure that we're doing something meaningful and something that can actually make a difference to people in the community. And CAIAF demonstrates that it absolutely has such a positive impact on so many, many people, whether you're an artist or the crew working with CAIAF or the people travelling into Cairns for the weekend or the week to enjoy all of the CAIAF activities, and or if you're just a young kid being inspired at the CAIAF Awards, so at the CAIAF or at the markets or on the green and opening night. So it's just, it really is a wonderful time of year. So we sought out CAIAF and were able to come on board and partner in 2014, and we have been a part of CAIAF ever since then. We all look forward to it every year.
And you mentioned Margaret flies the whole family.
She does. Her whole family come into Cairns for the weekend, and it's just wonderful to see some. And there's many others as well that come to Cairns for CAIAF, which is really the atmosphere around town while CAIAF is on. And it's a really positive thing.
And what was it, you know, particularly with CAIAF, you know, other than, you know, you mentioned that you have, you wanted to sort of diversify those sponsorships and be more involved in the community. What else about BDO do you think aligns with CAIAF? Like, is there?
So one of the things that we always try to do here at BDO is everybody we come in contact with, it's our objective that they leave better off, whether that's a client who's able to be more assured in their business, or a staff member that we've been able to grow through the organisation, or give certain skill sets or confidence. So CAIAF aligned for us in that a lot of the work that comes out of CAIAF really does leave people better off, whether it's the artists that you see them come down every year and you start to build that familiarity with them, and you can see their confidence grow year on year as you walk through the fair, whether it's just inspiring other kids, like you see the schools go through CAIAF, and the families that you bring through, just to know that they can do something special as well. And I think it builds a lot of confidence, also the opportunities that it creates. So it does create the ability for people to commercialize their work and to learn how to do that.
And you mentioned as well that you encourage some of your clients to come.
Yes.
So that's nice. It's also
it's fantastic.
You're sort of helping CAIAF in another way, I guess, by sort of introducing people. Maybe they are already fans, maybe they haven't been in the past or just didn't know about it. So I guess that's another way that you've been able to sort of grow that knowledge. That thank you to BDO.
it is, and every year where we've been able to bring people along to the events, whether it be the fashion parade or opening night, or just meet down at the green to go through the fair, people genuinely love it after the event. They talk about it, whether they knew about CAIAF or didn't, or had heard of it but didn't really understand what happens during CAIAF week. So it's such a wonderful thing to be able to introduce people to CAIAF, but also to just create the opportunities to actually go to CAIAF. And we are looking forward to being able to do that online this year. I think that's really
got
special.
That big TV, could possibly get everybody around and live stream it.
I think we're limited socially at the moment with how many people we can have in the office, but we can definitely live stream.
That's what I've said to my family. I said, let's get the family together and sit around and live stream it and there's different ways we're going to enjoy it this year. We're actually in your boardroom, and this painting you told me is a Kayev artist.
It is. So it's Patrick Butcher from Kayev. A lot of our art in the office is actually from Kayev. Our reception piece, I remember, when we moved into this office, the two Margarets, Margaret Maunsell and Margaret Dewhurst, at one of our other partners, and I had been at the opening night the night before, and we saw this incredible artwork that we just knew would work really well in our reception. It's so bright and colourful and welcoming. And so we went back to the office in the morning, and we're like, right, we're going to get this artwork. We need approval, and then we're going to go down and get it. And I remember racing down with the two of them, and we were navigating through all the schools that were going through in the morning at the fair, and hoping that our painting was still there, and it was. So we brought it straight away, and it was just, it still just reminds me every time I see it of that little adventure.
It's gorgeous, and I'll have to check out that the other one. I didn't notice it walking in. I must have been, had my eyes closed. I will have a look at that on the way out. So, you know, you've told us about, you know, your support in the past. This year you are sponsoring the Art Award, which is a little bit different. So this is your first time sponsoring that one, yeah?
Yeah, it is. It is. And we were so humbled to have the opportunity to be able to sponsor the Art Award as well. I think it's really encouraging. We're sponsoring the Emerging Artist Art Award.
Yeah.
And so it's encouraging to know that these people will be able to present these beautiful artworks and maybe get a little bit of confidence out of actually going through the process, but then also for the lucky winner as well, and what opportunities will open up after that. So we're very grateful for that. Thank you.
And usually you sort of mention like the excitement of attending Kayev on a usual year, with the Art Awards, you know, would normally be a really big presentation. And so this year we're going digital, which is obviously to align with government restrictions and COVID-19 guidelines. What's exciting, like, you know, there's obviously the, everybody will, you know, miss the usual gatherings, but I find there's a lot of exciting things about going digital as well.
Yes.
So for you, like, has that registered? What excites you about going digital this year?
So I think that it's amazing that Kayev have worked so quickly to go digital this year. And I think although there will be, it'll be sad that there won't be the events that we're used to, I think it'll actually be able to have a wider reach by being online and digital, and there may be people who are able to bring some of the magic of Kayev who aren't located in North Queensland or who are a bit wider for whatever reason. They can still live stream in and be able to share with their friends the experience that they've had with Kayev. And I think that it really does allow more people to see the work that Kayev does and be part of that experience. And like you said, you can actually share it with family and friends and create those memories in your home as well.
And you know, some of our family members who are not even considering some of the gatherings or that are allowed because of their compromised immune systems, or maybe they're not wanting to sort of, not confident enough to head out yet. I feel like it's going to reach those people as well as, as well as, our usual Kayev attendees. So it's exciting.
It is exciting.
You know, online, who knows? We might go worldwide.
Yeah. That's highly likely.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, thank you very much for having a yarn to me today.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for your support, ongoing support
of
Kaya.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing, you know, where BDO goes in the future.
Thank you. Thanks, Carly, and all the best with Kaya this year. We're very grateful to be a part of it. So, thank you.
Tomorrow when our culture belongs, we're gonna be strong. Our spirit is strong. Tomorrow when my people belong, we're gonna see change. Yes, we will know change.
Smell of smoke from faded campfires. Tall ships arrive with shackled desires. The cost that was paid for feeding their families. This nation grew up with an invisible history. Welcome to country will come. Acknowledge the old ones, our spirits are one. Song lines alive in every grain of sand. First Nations rise up, we belong to this land. These kids growing up with different beliefs. Mothers and fathers trying to write a new leaf. And all we're trying to do is build strong children. Cause we know how hard it is to fix broken men. Standing awake behind closed eyes. How do we march on where culture divides? Charlie knew this, so we loaded a bus of uni students, showed them a town of racists.
Tomorrow when our culture belongs, we're gonna be strong. Our spirit is strong. Tomorrow when my people belong, we're gonna see change. Yes, we will know change.
He was insistent on faith, he did leap. When he won native title, what he'd sown, he did reap. We walk in the footprints of his undying legacy. A big man from a little island, we bathe in his victory. We must stand and unite, if we don't, we will fall. Busy fighting each other, but we need to stand tall. On the shoulders of giants, we need to stand tall.
Emancipate yourself, and free your mind. Your destiny's bigger than the words that you find. Forgive the hand that broke your heart. The future is clear now. It's time to start to let the heal together.
Together.
Heal together.
just a little put on your lips. I'm a little caught on your lips.
I'm really missing you.
Just a little, little, little bit. I'm just a little put on your lips.
You are listening to the Kaif Hour on BBM 98.7 FM.
That evil curse, that stole my heart.
like a star.